Welcome to All About the Joy with Carmen, a show where we talk to and about high-end wealth individuals on how they can be better with their staff, their clients, their family, and friends. Hi again. Let me first start by saying that podcasting is hard. I realize that there are a few people who are actually listening to my podcast, but what I wasn't aware of was that there were some other people chiming in as well. And I'm here not pretending to be a professional by any means, but I'm just sharing some of my knowledge. So I appreciate all of you who are listening, and I just appreciate it. I just wanted to start with that. Today's topic is really about interviewing and hiring people. I would say that 10% of the work that I do for the clients that I have and have had in the past was all about hiring, interviewing people, and filling positions. The other side of it, of course, is that I'm also the person that has to fire people a lot of times too, but that's a whole different podcast. But what I want to talk about is this way in which you can perfect not only your interviewing skills as the employer looking for people, but also understand as the person looking to be hired, kind of what is happening in that whole conversation and what is of the utmost importance, at least to me. Now, I just had this experience this past weekend. I had an opportunity to actually meet via Zoom and via phone call with two very different women who were looking to hire people. And I was actually the person being interviewed for a possible client or position in one of their entities. So the tables were turned a bit. And here's what I realized. I absolutely connected with both of these individuals. And part of it was because of their authenticity. It was a genuine interest in who I was that was so encouraging to me. I would have taken any job either one of them offered because I just ended up liking them both so much. Now, look it, these are the first interviews and I'm not sure we're right for each other, and that's a whole different ballgame, right? So that's not what I'm talking about. But I do want to say this. When I interview for people, for any one of my clients, right, I go through that whole ridiculous process of the resumes, and that's a whole other ballgame of just how to do your resume, how to be seen, how to pass the algorithms, you know, for whatever technology we're all using to submit resumes and such. That's a whole other conversation that I'm sure somebody is covering in a podcast somewhere, definitely on a blog post, on LinkedIn. Go check it out, I'm sure. But once you get to that position where you're having face-to-face interviews, even if it's over Zoom or even in a phone call, let me say this. I can teach any skill that I need. If I'm hiring somebody to be a bookkeeper, I can teach you QuickBooks. I don't want to spend a lot of time teaching QuickBooks, but if you have the right personality and the right thing that I need or that my client needs, I'm going to hire you even if you're lacking in some of the expertise of Excel or Word or whatever software program. My point is, I can teach you software. I can teach you how we do things. You know what I can't teach? I can't teach authenticity, loyalty, personality. I can't teach integrity, right? So if there's a way in which you can understand that if you've gotten past all of the barriers or all of the kind of check marks that everyone goes through, and someone is willing to meet with you face to face, and you're in that part of the interview where you're actually speaking to a human being and not taking all those stupid, ridiculous tests, which I never do, by the way, but you know, I've been there. I understand. Please know, as the interviewee, you should be trying to show your best possible, most authentic self in those interviews. Yes, in a professional manner, still be able to be your authentic self, because that's who I always hire. I always hire the person that I think has the most integrity, has shown a real piece of who they are, who was able not to give me a canned answer or something they thought I might want to hear. Somebody who showed a little piece of themselves. And yes, the one who has all the skills and talents that I requested to begin with. But you wouldn't even be that far in the conversation with me if you hadn't had all those things to begin with. As the interviewer, you also need to remember that I'm looking at you. I, as the interviewee, as the person wanting the job, is trying to figure out, who are you? Are you someone I mesh with? Are you someone I want to work for? People shouldn't be taking jobs just because they have to have them, but I understand that financially we are all in that space, right? Not everyone has the luxury of not having to work for someone. So, and I hope that people who are looking for work are always in the position of understanding that they need to find that right place that works for them too. At least if it's going to be a long career move for you, right? Or something where you're going to be at for a little while in order to step up to the next phase. Anyway, I just wanted to talk about that. I had really an amazing experience this past weekend speaking to some amazing women that I hope that I'll be, if not working with them, at least networking with them in the future. They were so genuine and so authentic, and I was blown away by how much I want to stay in touch with these people. That doesn't generally happen. Usually when I'm meeting with people, especially if it might be a potential client, I never really feel that great about myself in the interview process. I always feel like, okay, should I take them on? Shouldn't I? You know, so this was kind of a big revelation for me. Okay, that might not be the right word, but it was a big aha moment where I was like, wow, these are the kind of people I want to be around all the time. People that inspire me, people that don't make it all about them. They make it about the bigger picture. They make it about us. They make it about how we could work together, right? They let me ask questions too and seemed really genuinely interested in what I had to say. So I'm going to sound a little dorky here, but authenticity is really an important part of you as an individual, whether you're interviewing someone for a job or whether you're the person who is being interviewed. So remember that. Try and find your authentic self and share that with each other. Because honestly, those two interviews that I had were amazing. They made me do an entire podcast about them. Because I hope that when I'm in the process of interviewing people, that I make people feel as good as I felt this past weekend. Thanks for stopping by All About the Joy. Be better and stay beautiful, folks. Have a sweet day.